Okay, the Derby Cultural Commission meeting is being called to order. It's 6:12 p.m. on Monday night, July 31st. And we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, or at least say it.
Pledge of Allegiance,
the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, Susan Schroeder here.
Ian Schroeder here.
And we'll open it up to the public portion, and I don't see anybody, so we can speed through that. Because Mark taught me, if we don't see you, you're not here. Not yet, anyway. Okay, for minutes approval, we have not submitted July nor June, because I did check. But we did submit and asked to be uploaded April and May minutes. So people, you can peruse April's minutes and May's minutes. And because I made a mistake, we don't have June's to approve, and certainly not July either. So that's kind of a lot. But thankfully, you can review the actual video recording of the missing June and July meeting minutes, okay? And we will get those to you. Today was lots of doctor's appointments and a lot of running around and then the gym. So it's been a productive last day of July. We hope that everybody had a beautiful summery July in between the rainstorms. And we're going to get right into, so for minutes, I guess I'll make a motion that we table approval of June and July minutes. And do I have a second? Okay, Ian will second that motion. And I guess there's really no discussion because I already explained it. So that motion is going to carry. And apologies, everybody. But we're pretty busy with Derby Day too. Okay, so on to finance. Our treasurer is gonna give a snapshot, not a lot of detail this.
Okay, so purchases for the month of July. Start with July 11th. We had a $89 reimbursement purchase for the month of April when we bought the table and a few other things for one of our Easter events. And then the 18th, we ordered a speaker for the concert light series. And we had a $12.50 purchase for Derby Cultural Commission volunteers for the concert light series on the 27th. And then on the 28th, we had a $49 purchase of a microphone for the speaker for future events. And that's everything for July.
Thanks. Okay, we're gonna be getting together with finance in more detail. As you should know, the Cultural Commission every year starts off with $10,000 allocated in one account. And simultaneous to that, we also have another account that's for Derby Day revenue. So that money for Derby Day revenue is forthcoming. That's probably almost 300 by now. And then our own account with the 10,000 has the expenditures of the 500 and also the expenditure for the July 4th band. So we're probably already $2,000 into our $10,000. And that money, those funds that are allocated for the new year, those are going to be depleted through the concert series and through the Derby Day expenses and the holiday expenses. And we'll keep you posted on that. So to old business.
Sue, I had a question. You said the 500, what was the 500 for?
That's our sound system.
That was the speaker you bought was 500 bucks?
Yes.
And the microphone, how much was that?
50.
Okay, thanks. I just didn't understand.
No. Oh, no. Well, if you look back in the old records from like 8 years ago, you'll see $1,500 was spent on a sound system. So we really were looking to make sure that we utilized our funds, you know, very meticulously, because we have to make the money go far. And so we think that we saved $1,000. Actually, probably more if we got the sound system that was bought around 2016. I've got the receipts for that. I've got the check that was written for that. I've got the invoice that was written for that in 2016 or so. That sound system today in 2023 would be more than 1500. So we feel comfortable with the sound system that we have. And it seems to meet expectations. And, you know, we did the research on that. So to make sure that the reviewers' quality ratings were, you know, happy with that product. So that's that. Okay. Now, old business, July concert series light. That last splash slide series was this past Tuesday, July 25th. That was an awful lot of fun. And, you know, it's nice to see the children's smiling faces. We actually had a social worker come up to us during these splash series over July and give us the highest of accolades. She felt that we were really meeting a need in the community for, you know, resources for the children. So she said that she's going to write a letter to the city. And she also was interested in volunteering. Now, she works in Bridgeport, but she lives here in Derby. They recently moved here to Derby. So we're really happy to hear that feedback. And her son is probably old enough to help volunteer too. So it's just good to get out there. It's good to, you know, make opportunities to meet people. You're down there weekly, downtown on the green. You know, new people are moving in and they see activities for children and, you know, they have feedback on that. And so next would be the August concert series, and that starts tomorrow night.
I'm sorry, that sounds great. The concert light. Do you have like a sense of how many you had each week for it?
Well, are you speaking as a citizen or the town clerk? I don't know how that works. Huh?
Either way. You said the public.
I don't know. I thought when you're a public, you always announce your name and where you lived. I don't know. I'm just trying to keep protocol here.
Sure. Well, Mark Carfalo, town clerk, citizen of Derby, 95 Academy Hill Road, Derby, Connecticut.
Thanks, Mark. You taught me these things.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. I'd say a total if you're counting Derby Day Light, I'd say...
Oh, the Tuesday night things. The Tuesday
night things, we probably had anywhere from 8 to 15 children.
Nice.
It could have been more. You know, there could have always been more. But I think that the important thing is that it's new, you know, and I think we had a lot of rain dates that were canceled so many times. So the people that registered, you know, sometimes didn't show up on the Wednesday or the Thursday because Tuesday was rained out. We would have had a lot more people. And I really think that for the money that we spent, you know, we more than broke even because there really wasn't expenses tied to those Tuesday night concerts. There was nothing spent, you know, everything that we utilized from the Cultural Commission, we already purchased as like capital inventory, such as, you know, our awning, such as the tables, you know, we already own the chairs, the sound systems for everything, the flag raisings, it's for part of Derby Day, it's for anything else that we need during the year, you know, we'll have that, the sound system through the years. So there was no real outlay per se.
The public works expense, does that come out of you guys?
Well, they were there for 2 hours, so that would have been a total of 8 hours.
Well, that's overtime. So
Yeah.
It's four hour minimum for overtime.
Okay. Do you think we shouldn't have done it, Mark?
No, I'm just curious if they're taking out it. Where is that coming out of your budget or out of public works budget?
Out of their budget.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't know if they have anything like the police have, because the police, hi Tom. The police have a specific budget for community events for children. So when the police cover, as a matter of fact, the police are covering this event too. The police were covering, they promised to cover our Derby Daylight, all those Tuesdays. And their monies came from their community fund. So does Public Works have that same community fund? I know not.
I don't know.
Yeah. And could we have done what Public Works did? Could we have had a key to the, you know, the system, the water, you know?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
We've done it ourselves. I don't know. I mean, maybe we could have. But like I said, the feedback that we got from the community was, you know, nice. It was very nice. We've gotten a lot of feedback. Team has given us great accolades, as you know. Team has been a strong supporter of our downtown Derby Daylight and the splash slides on Tuesday. You know, because as you're going forward, you kind of have to look around you and kind of measure the responses that you're getting from the community to make sure that, you know, you're on the right track. So we felt that going forward, it was probably, you know, the prudent thing to do. So if there was any expenditures from Public Works, that would have been one person, as you say, 4 hour minimum. So that would have been 16 hours at what per hour? You probably know better than I do, Mark.
It would be time and a half. So I don't know what the rate is, depending upon who's, you know, who took the assignment.
But if that was, you know, say it was $1,000 outlay, then that's $250 per Tuesday night, as an example. Is $250, you know, worth it for 8 to 15 children? Even if it came out of our own budget, if, you know, Ian was in agreement with me and we had others on board, we would all make that decision. My inclination would be, you know, yes, as long as we are conservative for the rest of the year. Because it's a strong need for downtown. Downtown, the children, they don't have a lot. And my observation, Susan Schroeder, 69 Seymour Avenue. I know the citizens, I know the students, you know. So we came into this decision, and also, you know, the school is very supportive, actually. We're getting strong support from, you know, Superintendent Conway on this, and Dina. So again, you know, we feel pretty good about it. We would do it again next year. And if we could do things better, people want to offer input on how we could do it better. You have resources we could be using. You know, we love it. Okay, August concert series, that's beginning tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And that's 4 Tuesdays in a row. Providing we're not rained out. If we're rained out, those concerts go to Wednesday. Connecticut Murals was next on the list, and it's been quiet on the mural frontier.
I had another question on this one, because we're getting calls and feedback too, because on the concert series, because
the August concert series.
Yes, the other one was not really a concert, though, right? I mean,
there's concert light, you know, a sound system, speakers, but yeah.
Well, but the August concerts. So the
August concerts are the traditional ones. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, we're getting feedback and questions about why there's only four, or if you're saying there's four or whatever it is.
Well, when we sent out the flyer notice, we also put an asterisk. And that asterisk indicates that September's schedule is being developed. Because there's only the two of us. And, you know, we, like Tom, he was going to join the Cultural Commission and he couldn't. And, you know, we need the help. So the flyers indicate that September is being developed. And of course, September 9th is Derby Day and we have Al Fenton and it'll be fantastic. And you can direct any questions to me, Mark.
I do.
How many did you get? I didn't get any.
Well, I don't know. They call here. I mean, we've gotten a bunch of calls about it because they want the schedule, and we, you know, we refer them to the website, and if they want a copy, we give them a copy.
Good. Okay. And Dawn knows at the senior center. We've been talking to her.
Yeah, she has flyers there.
Because we, you know, we really are acutely aware that as much as the youth need, you know, activities during the summer, especially, so do the seniors. So if we can carry concerts into September, October, November, that's what we would do. That is the outlook and that is the goal.
October and November might be cold for outdoor concerts.
Well, they might be, but you know, we might be working on, you know, having something warm there to keep people warm. And that's all, you know, kind of in the background, in the works. Yeah. That's what volunteers do. They work with what they have. You know, we use all the resources that we can. And Mark, if you have any, which I know.
You had resources.
Connected young man. You
had resources for the concert.
Right. And we're using those. But if you would ever like to have any fundraising efforts for us, or you have, you know, anything like that, resources, you know, I would love to sit down and talk with you about
the fundraising for the concerts. We were asked not to send out fundraising for the concerts because they were doing it for the fireworks.
Okay, well, it's getting kind of complicated for me right now, and it's really not on the agenda per se, all of that, but I do hear what you're saying too. It's a lot easier if I could sit down line item by line item and look at the big picture on paper, because right now we're flying off the seat of our pants, and it's not even my area of expertise, finance.
Right.
But I am just appealing to you.
But I'm saying it's August. Tomorrow is August. And if there's concerts in September, that's what people are asking. So if there's going to be, then we can tell them that.
Them there's going to be concerts, you can tell them that. You don't have to tell them anything. Just direct them to me.
Okay.
And then what I do, you know, because like I said in our flyer, I made sure that people understand that August is set, but September is being developed.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure they're reading it that way, but that's all right.
I'll talk to them. Okay. I know people love their concerts. I know we can't have 12, but we could certainly have 8, and we should. So let's see what we can do. In fact, I'm lining people up. I've got a queue system of interested people, and I'm going to have to take a day to sit down and go over all the details with them. I'm kind of surprised and delighted at what I think that we can offer for September, but you know, I'm not going to say anything until we get it nailed down in concrete, you know, but it's not, you know, you constantly, this is something here with the Cultural Commission, you know, we've always got things on the back burner and we bring them forward once we know that things are set in stone for people. So I think we might be proud of what we have to offer, Mark. So I hope that helps. Okay. Okay, we're talking about Connecticut murals, and again, that's on hold. I'm not sure. I don't know if they're Connecticut murals themselves. Matt Conway Jr. is real busy during the summer. So he was to make another presentation, I think, in more detail to the alders He gave an initial presentation that would be for murals downtown. And evidently they had the resources, they had the funding, they had the manpower. And all we had to do was work with some private entities for their buildings, or their space. It doesn't even have to be a building, it can be a standalone. And at one point we were in dialogue with the public school system, who was seeking to have a mural on Derby Middle School. So that's something we're really hopeful for, because that would be great for the students. And really, I imagine that they would do something that would be fitting for that particular scenic environmental area. But that's really up to them. You know, we just wanted to kind of, you know, be the wind beneath their wings, so to speak, because we are the Cultural Commission. But the details would really be left to them.
Was that a matter that, like, just in discussion, or did it go to the Board of Education?
No, nothing yet. It was, we were approached. I was approached by a school administrator that I know. Actually, when we were doing the Patriotic Essay Contest Awards, we were giving awards to the students at Derby Middle School, and I was representing the Cultural Commission and speaking with the principal and the superintendent. And, you know, that has to be worked out together before they go to any alders, you know, because that's going to be a long process. And we know it's going to be a process. So that is set for a meeting to kind of lay the groundwork for that whole entire process. And next, I mean, that would be really exciting and cool, wouldn't it, to have the students involved, the artistic students, and, you know, everybody working together and make something beautiful out of something, you know, otherwise boring. Next was beautification of Irving Elementary School.
Are you
still at the 350? What's that? Oh, yeah. Oh, the 350. Oh, right. Okay. 350 planning team meeting is tomorrow night. This time tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. It's a short meeting. This would be our fourth meeting, but our third meeting formally. And so we've gotten terrific participation, a lot of enthusiasm beyond what you see on the Zoom meetings. I have people contacting me interested in helping with the museum that we spoke of to have, hopeful to get a gallery going of vintage homes. You know, it's really picking up a pace. So, and some meetings have more people than others or different factions of it, but the early meetings were historical, related to the 300th birthday celebration in 1975. And we got fantastic, I want to say, context for understanding much of the logistics, because as we move forward, we're trying to nail down logistics. Tomorrow night's meeting is specifically for forming the committees, or at least talking about forming the committees, and then talking about those chairs or who thinks they might want to chair those specific committees. And the action items would be more towards October. We would actually have an October meeting. By then, people would have had a chance to go over our proposed two-day party plan and everything that had been leading up to this. So tomorrow's meeting will be brief, and we're looking for action and formulating committees for October, if that helps. And again, people can review you know, all those meetings on the city website under special meetings for the Cultural Commission, and that would have been June 6th and July 11th. And then next, beautification of Irving Elementary School. Yes, we've been in dialogue with administrators at Irving and also Cornerstone Church. And our goal is to plant flowers August 7th and August 14th on Irving's front-facing Seymour Avenue, and maybe spruce it up a little bit for school start, maybe in autumn type of perennial. So that doesn't even come out of our budget. Those are donations by Home Depot. So we're very pleased that, Home Depot would work with us as they always do, and that Irving was receptive to this, and it's going to be a nice, pretty start for the school year for kids at Irving. And then Derby Day 2023, September 9th. That, my friends, is something that I have concerns about. I'm feeling like we have, we're not really getting the craft vendors that we had in the past. Last year, I think we had 60 to 65 vendors. Yes, we're getting all the nonprofits, all the organizations, all the churches, all the chiropractors, all the physical fitness people. We have a food truck. We have a band. We have, we even have swing dancers along with our band, free. We have the fashion show. But I feel like, and possibly we have a wonderful artist that would be showing off his works. I'm not sure. I'm trying to get him because, our goal, the Cultural Commission, is to promote all Derby artists, whatever venue that is, poetry, photography, architecture. I really don't know, but we like we did last year, we promoted a few artists last year, local to Derby. If we don't have those craft vendors, I'm going to feel like we're really missing the essence of, what a summer festival is. Like typically we would have the, there was a vendor that always did their military toys. We have vendors that do purses and, vendors that do candles and nails. We have a few of those, but it doesn't seem like, it's getting that momentum that it had last year. Last year, I couldn't keep up with it, but I did. And it was, a challenge, but we got them all there. So
how many vendors do you have so far?
How many what?
How many vendors do you have so far?
I don't even know right now. I don't have a count. But it doesn't seem like it's going to be the same. I mean, I asked people to have all their applications in by the 25th because we need a week and a half to plan for, where all their spots are going to be, where all their booths are going to be. We can't do it last minute like last year. Last year was tough to do it. So if people send their applications in the very last minute, we have to re-scramble and redo everything. And that's very difficult on the little bit of staff that we have. So, I said August 25th on the application form, and that's coming up in 25 days. So I'm feeling nervous. So the solution, possible solution that I came up with was that we offer a citywide flea market, and that we have vendors at one portion of the green, for example. If we just were restricted to the green, last year we had the green and the street, and they would be further restricted with their items. Like for instance, they could sell household items, they could sell clothes, but they couldn't sell, car parts, things like that. We would not allow that. And they could get a table for maybe $15. It's coming up to the holidays, people want to make money. And I think that, the citizens would appreciate having, a citywide flea market. Now, this is something we're running by the police, we're going to run by corporate council or whatever else we would need to do. But that proposed answer might solve the problem we have with regard to the fewer craft vendors that we're having. So, feedback? Thoughts? Is anybody there? Did I just talk to myself? Now it's recording. Okay, Mark must have stepped away. And where's Tom? Did I put everybody to sleep?
No, I'm here. I mean, it sounds like you got to get Yeah, I thought, well, I mean, I thought it was moved because you wanted to start earlier to get more vendors or whatever the reason
was. No, it wasn't moved for that reason. It was moved because of the heat. The heat was the primary thing. Personally, I couldn't move past 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We had a lot of business to conduct, and I felt like I was swimming in the heat. You know, it was just, the heat was too much, and there were some other things too. So, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a success. The kids will certainly have fun, and the people will certainly eat, and there will be fine music, and it'll go into night. So we'll have a night atmosphere. And if it's just all Derby community with Derby churches and Derby businesses and Derby physical fitness and Derby nonprofit, and we're eating and we're dancing, so be it. Ideally,
how many food vendors you have?
What?
You know how many food vendors you have?
2 at the present time. Which was enough. It was enough for last year. Why, you want to be a vendor?
No, I was just curious, kind of trying to understand what the...
Why don't you be a vendor? You got that fried dough.
It's a lot of work. A lot of work.
Tell me about it. But you love it, Mark. You wouldn't have it any other way. So, you know, we're volunteers. We're doing the best that we can. Now, I really feel like, you know, we just don't have the volunteers. Why? Where is everybody? I get people who say they want to volunteer. And, you know, I'm very happy with the volunteers that we have had. We've had support in terms of projects, okay? So we can always count on a certain amount of people for the traditional holiday events, for Derby Day. That we can. But when it comes down to the core elements of the Cultural Commission, you know, and getting the job done, those larger tasks, those long-term tasks done, I don't have that support. And so, you know, it gets to be, you know, you ask yourself, well, why? And people just, they don't have the time. They think they want to do it. It seems appealing. Listen, we built our followers. We're at 800 now, just about. We, in the past, this is what is so ironic, Mark, since you're in dialogue with me on this. Why do we have 150 followers and likes in just the past 30 days? Yet, when it comes to volunteering, you know, what happened? Where are all those people? They're attracted to us. They're following us. They like what we're doing. I hear all around us, you know. I mean, it's not to say we couldn't be doing a better job. Of course we could be doing a better job, but this is volunteer. And we're at it all the time, the best, you know, that we can. But we could always use the help. So I want to make a special point in today's meeting to ask the public that if you want a fantastic, fantastic, 100% traditional Derby Day, you know, ask me how you can help make that happen. All hands on deck. We will have a good Derby Day, but, you know, the people that, I think there's more enthusiasm for the 350, to tell you the truth, from what I can see, than, you know, volunteering for this. And look at the volunteers for the Sterling. You know, they've got a strong following. So people like culture, you know, people like the Opera House and people like the 350, they like the history. But I don't know what it is about the Cultural Commission, you know, what they want to see us doing differently, but they, you know, they would have to help because we're probably the only entity in culture that has the least amount of volunteers. So I'm not trying to, you know, discourage anybody, but I just want to be honest. We're putting steam engines on all this, but it's difficult when it's just a small team. And what else is on the agenda? Mark, are you looking at it?
Because I had a question.
Mine fell off.
Before you move on from Derby Day, I had a question about Derby Day Light, but it's under the same. Last month, I thought I would see it in the minutes, but the minutes aren't there, but that's all right. Last month, you talked about McDonald's gave a $500 donation as sponsors. Yeah. And on the agenda, there were other sponsors. Yeah. Catholic War Vets, Walt Mayhew, Apollo Pizza, Scoot and Paddle, and Walnut Church.
Yeah.
But it wasn't disclosed what those sponsorships were.
It was. We talked about it.
I listened to the recording. It was just the $500 from the McDonald's that was mentioned.
Well, I remember differently, but okay, let's go over them one by one. Okay. McDonald's was $500. And then what's next?
Catholic War. I mean, if it's going to be in the minutes, you could just put it in the minutes. That's all right.
Oh, I will, but I could talk about it now. Catholic War Vets, and I know I said this, they donated 2 small pools.
Walt Mayhew, Apollo Pizza, Scoot and Paddle, and Walnut Church.
Walt donated 100.
Apollo?
Apollo donated, I want to say $50. He donated, I don't even want to say $50. I want to say he donated 10 pizzas.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was so nice, and they were delicious. They were full pizzas. You know, they had the sausage and the pepperoni. We didn't expect that. I just asked for, you know, cheese pizza.
Yeah.
He went way overboard, and then he donated, I want to say 10. And I think the cost, I think we contributed towards that. So he did 50. I think we did 50 or something.
Oh. And then Scoot and Paddle and the Walnut Church.
Scoot and Paddle donated gift certificates. I think they donated 2 or 3 gift certificates, $50 each. So and people will get 2 hours worth of kayaking or 2 hours worth of bicycling.
Nice.
I know, it was really nice.
And then Walnut Church, that was the last one.
Walnut Church donated the water. Nice. They had drinking water. Yeah, everybody, I tell you.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's generous of these people to sponsor, so it's good to recognize.
Isn't it? Yeah, we send thank you notes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because believe me, I mean, you need the community to make these things happen. And that was a particularly special day for the kids because, you know, we had the 18-foot water slide. And, you know, that's going to be in their memory forever, I think, because that was really something to see on the green. And, you know, if we didn't, and we needed the enhancements, you know, we needed all the other.
Yeah, I was
volunteers. Yeah, you were there. I think we had 54 students for that one. And, you know, really the money didn't come from us. We just made it happen for them for the end of the school year.
Yeah, the weather was good, so.
Yeah. So, you know, we can make things nice for people, but, you know, when I think of Derby Day, I think of craft vendors. Because, I mean, that's always unique and interesting, and not everybody gets to, you know, go to these things or see craft, different crafts all the time. And, you know, this would be it. But, and I've reached out to the ones from last year. And I don't know if they're just waiting at the last minute. I'm not used to people waiting to the last minute. Last year, we got deluged. So that's the story. I don't know what else is on the agenda.
The next one is the next item is downtown merchant talks for autumn. Wow. 20.
Yeah, that's kind of on hold. We can wait till the autumn for that. When I'm downtown, I'll talk to merchants and kind of, you know, ask how business is, or you know what they're hearing, or you know how they feel about revitalization. You know, we get some feedback. And we had thought to form a downtown merchant association, much like Westport has, where the cultural commission or economic development would represent the merchants for a small annual fee each year, and then just go to bat for them with the alders if they had, you know, certain things, concerns they shared that they felt like, you know, they don't have time to. But and also too, the merchant association is so that the merchants feel that they're heard and feel that the city is, you know, giving recognition to that. So that's something that is going to have to be a coordinated effort, probably in the cooler weather after Derby Day.
Under the Cultural Commission?
It doesn't have to be. We initiated it, you know, we see the need. Cultural Commission is kind of also a little bit of tourism, you know, and promoting the city and downtown. But, you know, we can initiate it, but ideally it probably would fall underneath economic development and or Cultural Commission. Some cities combine economic development and the Cultural Commission. And, you know, we can do some efforts together. Some. And this might be the one.
Which towns do that?
Several. I mean, I've researched a lot on this. It's not uncommon at all. And when I'm thinking particularly in California, because I don't know why, but, you know, they have a lot more going on in those big cities, you know. So
on the concerts, are you partnering with like the restaurants to kind of bring them in as part of the thing to promote the restaurants, like for the
we actually had spoken to the restaurants on that. We offered, I want to say last year, to have Sidewalk Cafes or a taste of Derby, actually. All right.
But this year, are they part of the thing? Like
well, that? What they do, and like they did last year, what they felt like they could do was give gift certificates. They don't feel comfortable having a sidewalk cafe because they feel like not only do they have to man their sidewalk cafe, but then they have to run back in the restaurant and man their restaurant. Like they're not willing to close their restaurant and just have a sidewalk cafe to be part of Derby Day.
No, not Derby Day. I'm talking about like with the concerts, because those are more frequent than like Derby Day.
Oh, concerts. We haven't even tried that. We haven't really, because of the feedback that I was getting. Well, actually, to tell you the truth, we had actually worked a little bit with Retro. That's our restaurant that left, Retro Pub and Grub.
Yeah.
I can't believe they left. They were just really getting going in terms of, you know, promoting everything, weren't they?
Right.
But we had really talked with him. Get out there, come on out to our concerts, you know, come on, you can come speak and get people to come to your restaurant. You're right there. But he's so shy. I mean, he would get up and do comedy, right? But I couldn't get him to come out and appeal to people from the concert to come over to his restaurant, you know, or vice versa. We actually, I think one time he might have donated pizza. This was last year.
For the concerts?
If not the concerts on Derby Day, I'm getting a little bit mixed up. But I mean, we had some rapport going with him, but he was a little, you know, he was a little bit hesitant. He wasn't as, you know, outgoing in that respect as I thought he might be with the concerts or even Derby Day. So, but now he's gone.
Right. Well, but it might be worth it to talk to the other restaurants.
Yeah, I think it would be. I think it's a great idea. I know we've talked to the food trucks. I think we were going to get the Caribbean curbside to our concert tomorrow night. But again, I have to check. You're right. It would be. And the ice cream truck, Valley Gym Soft Serve, was going to be with us. Is it tomorrow night? I don't know, I'm getting a little bit mixed up because it's late in my day. I'm up at 5:30, but see what I mean? And Mark, you're a huge help. You should join us.
I'm here.
You are. Thank you. I don't know what else is on it. My agenda disappeared.
Oh, Cultural Commission appointments, new volunteers.
Oh, well. People ebb and flow like the tide, Mark.
They wrote a song about that.
What? I'm telling you, I mean, they get enthusiastic and they say they're coming on board and they want me to put their name forward. And, you know, I do. And then the next thing I know, they're hemming and hawing, or they can only do the projects. You know, they can't do the whole thing. So we just take it as you give us whatever you can. You give us what you can. We're happy with what you can give us. We appreciate it. And that's when people function and operate the best, is when they feel like you appreciate the time that they have to offer. And, you know, you're not putting pressure on them. And you cannot put pressure on volunteers. Even in, you know, unless they're on the commission. And then you can. But not much. You can't put a lot of pressure. I've never seen that, actually. Not with Laura and Joel, not with, you know, Rich and Dan. And we certainly don't do it. So the appointments that we did have, let me see. What? We have two wonderful, strong volunteers that have helped me so far with the 350 and with, I want to say, the concert light series, and also with the garbage cleanup. And that will, we expect to be there tomorrow. So I'm going to confirm with them. Do you guys want to be part of our cultural commission? And if so, even then, how are we going to get them appointed if the alders aren't meeting? There's no quorum.
They've met.
What?
They had a problem with one meeting.
When did they meet?
They met in June. They didn't meet in July.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And what about August?
Well, the July meeting did not have a cultural commission appointment.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. But anyway, people were, you know, on the edge, you know, oh my God, how much time do I have to commit? I'm not sure. So I'm looking for tomorrow to, you know, solidify any hems and haws, and then, you know, put them up for appointment. It's not like I haven't put people up for appointment. It's just that they, you know, oftentimes, as you see, can't. That's it.
The next item you got is cultural commission followers. Oh, do you have something else on that?
Well, no. As far as the Facebook followers that we have, you know, it's interesting if you look at the statistics, the demographics, and probably no surprise, 60% of our followers are women. And that's across the board from 18 all the way to 65 plus. I don't know, you know, why that is, but that is. And the bulk of our followers are in the 50s and above. Very minuscule on the 18 plus side. And we've got followers in Derby, Shelton, Ansonia, Seymour, Oxford. And in countries, it's kind of, we've got, I want to say England, Ecuador, I think Mexico, and Bahrain. I don't know what that's all about. Well, I do see some interesting names, you know, that are on there. So, you know, I guess we're rising up to the cultural expectations when you know, look at the demographics anyway. The thing is, you know, again, back to the tourism and promoting Derby, if we're accomplishing to promote our town because we're have pop-up events of a varied sort, then, you know, that's something that I guess we're measuring only through our Facebook followers. Can you measure it in terms of, you know, what the business economics are, the climate here in town? You know, that would be interesting. That's not for me to do, but it seems like the restaurants are doing okay. That's what we want. And that's what we promote here at Cultural Commission. We're promoting restaurants every weekend, the best that we can, and any other business that we can, whether it's hair salons, it's going out of my head right now, but you know, clothing, apparel, anything, furniture, you know, whatever we can promote that, you know, we do that. We do that too, because that's a function of tourism, I feel, which is something that Cultural Commission can easily do that. We just click and share on Facebook. And thus we have these followers. And most of them from Derby. So let's see what's going to happen in the next year. Is that it?
I think that's it. It's your agenda.
So I'm not looking at it. It stated.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
On me. Okay. Was that helpful? Answer your questions?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that dialogue. That was something. Hey, now I got to transcribe it all. Oh, dear. And Mark, I sent you April and May's minutes. They just haven't been uploaded, and I owe you June and July.
Okay. They're not, April and May are not up there?
No. But I did send them.
All right. I don't know why. But well, when did you send them?
Back then, I think, around April or May.
All right. Well, I'll look for it right now while you're
awesome. Okay. So thank you for your suggestions. With that, we're going to call to close the meeting out. I make the first motion. I have a second motion.
A second.
Okay, Ian's ready. No discussion. Motion carries. All right. Thank you, everybody. I hope that thank you for your support. I hope I don't sound too negative, but I am concerned about Derby Day, and we want everybody to have a really great and blessed time, and we'll try to work hard on everybody's behalf together. See what we come up with, okay? And so wait, next time, this is July, August is the next meeting. So that'll be really a very determining meeting. By then I'll have much more definitive answers on Derby Day.
Good to see you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye, guys.
Hey, Sue, hold on. You there?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, so the meeting's adjourned.
Let me find them?
No, there. That's why I don't, hold on one second. I don't see it. Hold on one second.
If it was May's minutes, no, April's minutes would have probably been sent by the middle of May, because I wouldn't have gotten them out right away. And then May's minutes would have probably been sent in the middle of June, because I started to worry that I didn't have June's minutes.
All right, hold on. Let me see this here.
And I can forward them to you, because I looked them up again to make sure that I did. You know, yeah. I looked them up to see if they were there. And then when they weren't there, I said, let me look and make sure I sent them. And then I saw what I did. So I'll forward them.
I don't. Yeah, hold on. Let me just make sure.
And I always copy Fran and Ian.
Yeah, I see event flyers, Sterling. That's in June now. So hold on. Oh. Agenda. Yeah, I see April was sent. I'll send that again. April was sent on May 22nd.
Yeah, see, I told you. I said middle of May.
No, I know. I don't know how that got missed, but.
Because it's probably before the holidays, and then May.
No, then May. I didn't see May. I don't see May.
It's here somewhere because I checked, but I'll forward it to you when I get home.
Yeah.
Because I want to get those off my back so I could focus on, you know, the others.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of transcribing, you know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Resend May so we have it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful night.
Have a good night. Yeah. Bye.